Lecture 40, The Northern Home Front, Part 1.
This lecture begins our two-part look at Northern life behind the lines. What's going on in the North while those United States armies are campaigning across the Confederacy? We're going to focus on Northern politics in this lecture. The war's realignment of national parties, the divisions within the Democratic Party, the varying fortunes of the Republican Party, and we'll close by looking at the crucial presidential election of 1864, the most important presidential election, I think, in United States history. Let's start by looking at politics and realignment. Before the Civil War, only Democratic presidents had ever been elected to a second term. No Federalist had been elected to a second term except George Washington, and he doesn't really count because he would have said he was above party. Only Democrats reelected. Democrats controlled the United States Congress most of the time before the war. And by Democrats, I mean Jeffersonian Republicans and their Democratic successors. That is one party, really. So before the war, it's a Democratic landscape politically. In the seven decades after 1860, only two Democrats would enter the White House. Grover Cleveland, for his two terms that were not back-to-back, of course, and Woodrow Wilson. And Wilson's election was a fluke. He never would have been sent to the White House if the Republican Party had not been divided, had Theodore Roosevelt not decided to run on his Bull Moose party ticket. So the Republican Party, born in 1856 and a minority winner in 1860, solidified its position in the North during the war and laid the groundwork for long-term success in national politics. The Republicans were not unified. We've discussed that before. They were really split into three broad factions, or at least three that are useful for our purposes, the conservatives and the moderates and the radicals, with the radical wing of the party gradually gaining a stronger hand as the war went on. But what about the Democrats? Let's look at what the minority party in the North during the war experienced. This former ruling party, if you like, split into two main factions during the Civil War. The first we can call the War Democrats. These are Democrats who joined with the Republicans to support the war effort, to support a vigorous prosecution of the war. Some of the War Democrats even became Republicans. And a few, such as Benjamin Butler and Secretary of War Stanton, even became radical Republicans in their political odysseys. Together, the War Democrats and the Republicans often called themselves the Union Party to give a bipartisan cast to their activities. The goal of the Union Party was the speedy suppression of the rebellion and reuniting of the country. Now, the regular Democrats, or peace Democrats, as they were often called, were opponents of the administration. They preferred to keep their own political organization intact and to take control away from the Republicans. Initially, they supported the government of the United States against the Confederacy, but still sought to overthrow the ruling Republican Party. And they argued that the war would never be won following Republican policies. They were especially against emancipation. Argued that that was a mistake, that that would erode support for the war in the North. This is a bad policy, they said. You're trying to make this war into something that it shouldn't be. It should be a war for union, not a war for union and emancipation. As the war went on and the radical Republicans pushed for a harsher war and a fundamental change in Southern society along the free labor lines of the North, many peace Democrats began to oppose the war itself and sought restoration of the Union through compromise and negotiation. Now, they weren't pro-Confederacy, although the Republicans tried very hard to portray them as being pro-Confederacy, even treasonous in some cases. But some of the more vocal of the peace Democrats did go far enough in their statements and their suggestions to the people of the North to give the Republicans good ammunition to level charges of disloyalty. On key issues such as emancipation, arbitrary arrests,